Poppy, you don't know him.
I know that, but you don't know him either.
You don't know what his motivations are, why he would keep quiet.
I knew what he'd said about the Red Pearl, and I was sure it also applied to the Rise. But it was more than that. The fact that Hawk was willing to risk being charged with high treason to help those who'd been cursed spoke volumes about who he was as a person. I didn't feel right sharing that with Victor, though. There was a reason we didn't know the identities of others in the network. So I went with,
"He said that if he had, he knew I wouldn't trust him, which would make his job harder. You have to admit he has a point."
"He does, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be careful. And I understand, I do."
"Understand what?"
"Like I said before, he's an attractive young man."
"That has nothing to do with it."
"And you've been surrounded by old men like me."
"You're not all that old."
"Thanks, I think."
"It has nothing to do with how he looks. I'm not saying that I don't think he's attractive. I do. But that's not why I trust him."
And that was the truth. My faith didn't stem from what he looked like.
"So, you trust him?"
I told him why I needed to be out on that rise. I told him about the night my family was attacked. You know how he responded? He listened to my reasons, and the only thing he said was that I needed to wear better shoes. I trust him, Victor. Is there a reason I shouldn't?"
"He hasn't given us any reason to doubt him. I know that. It's just that we don't know him, and you're important to me, Poppy. Not because you're the maiden, but because you're you."
A knot of emotion formed in my chest and fought its way up my throat. I didn't give him a chance to realize what I was doing. I launched myself at him, wrapping my arms around his waist and hugging him tightly. "Thank you." Victor was as stiff as a guard on the rise for the very first time, but then he put his hands on my back and patted me. I grinned.
"I'll never replace your father. Nor would I ever try to, but you're like a daughter to me."
I hugged him tighter. He patted me again.
"I worry about you. Partly because it's my job, but mostly because it's you."
"You are important to me too. Even though you think my punches are weak."
"Your punches are weak when you're not doing them correctly. But girl, your aim is deadly. Don't ever forget that."